Section 4. The Suitable Way for Attaining Nibbana. Chapter 12. The Suitable Way for Attaining Nibbana. First Sutta. Bhikkhus, I will teach you the way that is suitable for attaining Nibbana. Listen to that and attend closely. I will speak. And what, bhikkhus, is the way that is suitable for attaining Nibbana? Here, a bhikkhu sees the eye as impermanent. He sees forms as impermanent. He sees eye consciousness as impermanent. He sees eye contact as impermanent. He sees as impermanent whatever feeling arises with eye contact as condition, whether pleasant or painful, or neither painful nor pleasant. He sees the ear as impermanent. He sees sounds as impermanent. He sees ear consciousness as impermanent. He sees ear contact as impermanent. He sees as impermanent whatever feeling arises with ear contact as condition, whether pleasant or painful, or neither painful nor pleasant. He sees the nose as impermanent. He sees odors as impermanent. He sees nose consciousness as impermanent. He sees nose contact as impermanent. He sees as impermanent whatever feeling arises with nose contact as condition, whether pleasant or painful, or neither painful nor pleasant. He sees the tongue as impermanent. He sees tastes as impermanent. He sees tongue consciousness as impermanent. He sees tongue contact as impermanent. He sees as impermanent whatever feeling arises with tongue contact as condition, whether pleasant or painful, or neither painful nor pleasant. He sees the body as impermanent. He sees tactile objects as impermanent. He sees body consciousness as impermanent. He sees body contact as impermanent. He sees as impermanent whatever feeling arises with body contact as condition, whether pleasant or painful, or neither painful nor pleasant. He sees the mind as impermanent. He sees mental phenomena as impermanent. He sees mind consciousness as impermanent. He sees mind contact as impermanent. He sees as impermanent whatever feeling arises with mind contact as condition, whether pleasant or painful, or neither painful nor pleasant. This, bhikkhus, is the way that is suitable for attaining Nibbana.